Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. This is your girl, War Bennett, coming at you live with another dose of wisdom and woo-woo that's going to make your brain feel like it just had a mini spiritual spa day. Today we're diving into something super powerful, especially if you're feeling the stress and anxiety vibes creeping up on your visualization techniques. Now, before you roll your eyes and think woo-woo, hear me out. Visualization isn't about manifesting a unicorn riding a rainbow. It's about harnessing the incredible power of your mind to actually shift your emotional state. Think of it like this. You know how sometimes you get that butterflies in your stomach feeling before a big presentation? That's visualization at work. But we can flip the script, right? We can use those same mental muscles to create feelings of peace and calm instead of those jitters. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you unlock the magic of visualization for stress and anxiety relief. 1. It's all about feeling it. Visualization, it isn't just about creating a picture in your mind. It's about truly feeling what it would be like if that peaceful scenario was already happening. So instead of just picturing yourself on a beach, really feel the warm sand beneath your feet, hear the gentle waves lapping at the shore, smell the salty air. The more sensory details you engage, the more powerful the effect. 2. Consistency is key. You wouldn't expect to master a new dance move after one practice session, right? Visualization is the same way. The more you do it, the stronger your ability to influence your emotions becomes. Aim for 5 minutes, 10 minutes each day, even if it's just closing your eyes and taking a mental vacation whenever you feel stress rising. 3. Find your calm corner. Think of this as your personal mental retreat. Choose a place where you can easily close your eyes and get lost in your visualization. It could be your bed, a cozy chair, or even your favorite park bench. Make it a sacred space dedicated to peace and relaxation. 4. Let go of the shoulds. Visualization isn't about forcing yourself into a perfect mental state. If you find your mind wandering, gently guide it back to your peaceful scene. There's no right or wrong way to do it, just focus on creating a positive and calming experience for yourself. 5. Be patient with yourself. Remember, you're a wire in your brain. It takes time and practice to master visualization. Don't get discouraged if you don't see instant results. Keep at it, and soon enough you'll be able to tap into an inner well of calm whenever you need it. Ever feel like you're stuck in a whirlwind of stress and anxiety? You know that feeling when your mind is racing, your heart is pounding, and you just want to hit the pause button on life? I've been there, trust me. But let me tell you about this one time when I was drowning in deadlines and felt like I was about to spontaneously combust. Instead of reaching for another cup of coffee, which, let's be real, is my go-to coping mechanism, I decided to give visualization a try. I closed my eyes, took a few deep breaths, and transported myself to the serene meadow filled with wildflowers. I could feel the warm sun on my skin, hear the gentle breeze rustling through the leaves, and smell the sweet scent of the blooming flowers. It was like stepping into a whole other world, leaving all that stress and anxiety behind. By the time I opened my eyes, I felt calmer, clearer, and more focused than before. It was like magic. And since then, I've made visualization a regular practice not just for stressful moments, but also to cultivate a sense of peace and gratitude throughout the day. So remember, friends, you have the power within you to manage stress and anxiety. Use the tools we've talked about today, feel it, be consistent, find your calm corner, let go of the shoulds, and be patient with yourself. Visualization is a powerful tool for creating positive change in your life. It's like training your mind to become a magnet for peace, happiness, and well-being. So keep practicing, keep exploring, and remember you are capable of amazing things. Now go out there and create the kind of reality you want to live in. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss an episode, and share this one with a friend who could use a little dose of spiritual wisdom. See you next time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.